Coming up on Thursday, it's the Aurora Prayer Breakfast, live at the Royal Legion in Aurora at 9 a.m. You can attend in person or virtually. Tickets are at prayforthem.ca/Aurora. And the special guest speaker is author and comedian Phil Calloway. He's with us right now. Hey, good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Todd. Great to be with you, man.
Phil, you're a speaker and a comedian and a writer. How many books have you written so far?
I think it's more than two. It got away on me. I think it's in the neighborhood of 30 now.
Oh.
So, people keep asking for them, and so I keep writing. And as you know, doing a program on the radio, you use a lot of words, and so I am able to adapt some of those stories into a little devotional that's just come out, 31 Days of Humor and Hope, and stuff like that people seem to really latch on to. And I think it's just a statement on culture, on maybe continuing into a dark place, you know, forsaking God and wondering why in the world we want to laugh so badly. Mm. But we do. We need joy. Psalm 126, 2, you likely know what it is, but it talks about what happened when God freed the captives. The people of Israel had been in captivity, and it said our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. And that's my story, because God really has done great things in my own life, and I want other people to know about it.
And that's the theme of this year's Prayer Breakfast in Aurora. It's finding joy amid hard times. We've had hard times. Are we getting better at finding the joy, Phil?
Yeah, I think we somehow have the notion that things are going to be good, good things will happen to good people if we just do good things. That's certainly a popular teaching when it comes to karma. The difference between karma and grace is that with karma, you get what you deserve. I've often said in talking with people about that, man, if I get what I deserve, I should be in jail, or I should be dead. But grace is all about getting what I do not deserve from the hands of a merciful God. And I tell you, I will take that over karma every single day. Bono of U2 talked brilliantly about that very thing, and about the wonders of God's grace. So I think I had the notion that things were going to be good. I started out in comedy, and things were good. And suddenly we had three little kids in 3 years. The anesthetic from the first birth was still working for the third, and there we have these kids. And life took a turn when my wife began having seizures, hundreds of them, every half an hour, grand mal seizures, if you can imagine that happening in your own life. And, you know, in hindsight, I realized that so many had it and still have it much tougher than I do. But for us, that was a time when bitterness climbed into my life. I remember doing a radio program, and someone asked me, how do you learn to laugh in hard times? And there I am looking while I was talking to him, just watching my wife to make sure that she's okay through a crack in the door. And life happens. And, you know, the incredible thing about Christianity, I was talking with a friend who's struggling with his faith now, saying, how could God allow these things to go on in the world? I don't have all the answers, but what Christianity does is it addresses it in the person of Christ, who came and entered into our suffering. No other religion offers that. The suffering God, the God who loves us and loved us to death. And so I take great comfort in that. So I'm going to be, you know, talking about finding joy in tough times at the Aurora Prayer Breakfast. And I've done this a few times before at Prayer Breakfast, and the response has been quite amazing.
It's the Aurora Prayer Breakfast coming up on Thursday at the Royal Legion in Aurora. Doors open at 8:45. They get underway at 9 a.m. You can get tickets at prayforthem.ca/Aurora, or you can attend online too. And the special guest speaker is author and comedian Phil Calloway, who's been with us. Thanks, Phil.
It's so good to be with you. You have a fantastic day there.